Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio at WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm well. Since we're in Portugal, maybe Maria is more appropriate.
I answer to that.
I've just met a girl named Maria. Well, let us talk about two more wines from Portugal. One is the 2010 Chão das Rolas. This is from the Comporta area, which is a very small village in the peninsula of Setúbal. I have to say, we looked at pictures of this area online.
We're ready to go now.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow. Book my flight. Boy, first off, this was an interesting blend of Castelao, Aragonese, Trincadeira, Alicante Bouchette, and Syrah. And I have to say, this was a very, very interesting wine. It was not aged in oak. It was fresh tasting. It was bold. It was a big wine. It had a beautiful dark color. I was very keen on this.
What struck me about this wine was its freshness. I'm not sure that I would characterize it as big and overwhelming as you do, Jonathan, but it had a lot of fruit, raspberry, a little bit of licorice, but the tannins were so soft, not in a negative way. The wine still had structure, but the tannins were soft. It was very, very drinkable and quite pretty.
Our other wine was the 2010 Finisterra regional wine from Alentejo, and we have sampled some other reds from Alentejo, and this was a mixture of Aragonese, Castelao, and Trincadeira. I found this wine was not as interesting, actually, as the Alente one that we had sampled in the previous weeks.
Yeah, it's just not as distinctive. It's fine. The tannins aren't as integrated. It's got some fruit. It still doesn't have any oak. But it's not really distinctive.
I would say Finisterra may be the end of the world, but it's not the end of the world in terms of my wine consumption.
Touché.
But once again, Portugal is a fascinating place to discover. None of these wines are expensive. They are all very good in terms of their quality-price ratio. And there's so much fun to explore. It's a whole new world to examine.
And we can't wait to go there.
We are ready to go. So, yeah, send us
and
to
eat
Portugal.
Eat rice and eat bacalao
There you have it. For Word on Wine Review, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
We just need to learn a little Portuguese.
See.
Cheers.